This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Endicott College baseball coach Brian Haley. Brian, welcome. Thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bill.
All right, weekend two of the NCAA tournament coming up this weekend at Endicott. We'll get to that in just a moment. We have a complete schedule on this post down below of the weekend games. But let's go back over last weekend, if we could. You beat Husson on Friday down in Connecticut 6-2. Then SUNY New Paltz 19-12 on Saturday, and Sunday you came back to beat Husson again to win that regional tournament. So, what are your takeaways from the weekend down in Connecticut?
Yeah, no, it was a great weekend. Like you said, that first game. Husson's an excellent team. They were a 4 seed, but they were a battle-tested team and a team that's been in the NCAA tournament 4 consecutive years, so they kind of know what to expect and have had some success. So that was it was a pitching duel, really, I'd say, all the way until late in the ball game where we were able to put up a big number and kind of break it open a little bit. But that was a very close game with really good pitching, really good defense, and some timely hitting. And yeah, we got that one to kind of open up the tournament, and then we had a lot of rain come in, so the next day we were basically just waiting to play. So we had a game scheduled for 2:30 that didn't kick off until 7:30, and we ended up being fortunate in this, but the site got changed from Eastern Connecticut, which is a natural surface, to UConn, which is a beautiful turf facility. So we went over to UConn and played New Paltz over there in the rain. It was raining, I'd say, for the majority of that game, but because of the turf, we were able to play. And it wasn't the prettiest baseball. There was a lot of walks. There was some hit-by-pitches. There's a lot of offense, as you mentioned, with the score. But it was a 19-12 game, and it took over 4 hours. So as a coach who loves baseball and also someone who loves pitching, it was not a fun game to be a part of, I'll be honest with you. But we were really happy to get the win. And move forward to the championship. And then we got back over to Eastern on a beautiful day on Sunday, and kind of got back to good baseball where it was a really good pitching and defense game. And, again, the timely hitting came up huge, and we produced some runs and kept a lead. And Brady Stewart came out of the bullpen for us early and went 5 2/3, I believe, to seal it. And it was just a stellar performance by him. There was a lot of really high-level performances. Joe Framartino had an amazing tournament and really made a, I don't know if it was game-saving, but it was going to change the game if the ball got down, a catch at the wall where he went up to the top of the fence and pulled one back late in the game against Husson. TJ Laponis played outstanding at short and swung the bat really, really well. Robbie Wachowski played great at third and swung the bat really well. There were some highlights from those guys. Jordan Gottesman in game one, you know, pitched really well as our ace. And Evan Scully did a great job closing out that crazy game, the 19-12 game. So there's some really high-level individual appearances. Those weren't the only ones, but those are the ones that stand out to me now. But it was nice to get that win and move on to the Super Regional.
Brian, I was watching on my laptop the Saturday and Sunday games, or late in the games, and I'm thinking that the Sunday game in which you guys won 4-3, you might have felt better about that one late than you did on the Saturday game in which you ended up winning by 7, 19-12. That just seemed like a shaky game. I mean, like, who knew what was going to happen? I think there were, 29 or 30 walks altogether in that game?
Yeah, so we walked 10 guys. They walked 19 guys. I think it was some sort of record. Again, it was really, really not a high-quality game from a pitching and defense standpoint. It was just, I think there was a number of factors that went into that, but it wasn't fun. And maybe the guys would tell you different. I mean, we were swinging the bats well. Both teams left a ton of guys on base, too, which is amazing. You know, that game could have been like 30-22. You know, it was one of those games where it seemed like we were playing football more than baseball. It was just with the score. It was a little bit wild. But again, happy to get the win and just move forward.
All right, so now you have John Hopkins, number 6 in the nation right now, coming to Endicott Friday, first game at 11 o'clock. No, noon, excuse me, on Friday. The Saturday games start at 11, but noon on Friday afternoon at Endicott. And this is a tough opponent. I mean, this is a number 6 team.
Yeah, no, they're outstanding. We saw them earlier this year down in Florida, and we got to watch them quite a bit at the World Series last year. We didn't play them at the World Series last year, but they were in our bracket. So we did get to watch them quite a bit and scout them. So we definitely know what they're all about, and they're going to know what we're all about. And it is two, like, high-level teams, without a doubt, going head-to-head. So it'll be fun. I think it'll be fun for everyone, the players, the coaches, and the fans that show up. It'll be great.
Yeah, when you say you scout them and know what they're about, what does that mean? What are they about? What's different? I mean, is it just their approach on the base pass, their overall defensive skills, their whatever? What would that consist of?
Yeah, I mean, any team that's still playing, Bill, we're essentially at the Sweet 16, if you want to use a basketball term. They're all extremely well balanced. So every team left can really hit. They can really pitch it. They can pick it. They run the base as well. They just do everything. So you're going to see any of these super regionals of the 16, you're going to see teams that are all very similar. They're just really high level and really well balanced, as is Johns Hopkins. They're a really balanced team.
All right. So if we were to look at the pitching matchup for Friday at noon, who is Endicott sending to the mound?
I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you that.
Are you can't?
We're going to continue to roll out our ace, who's pitched
Jordan,
the first game of every series. Yeah. I'm joking, obviously. Yeah, Jordan Gottesman has been our ace for the whole year, and he's pitched great. And we'll see a young man named Kiernan Collins, I believe, from Johns Hopkins. He's been pitching game one of all their series, so I think you'll see, and they're both outstanding pitchers. So you'll see two really, really excellent high-level pitchers at this level going head-to-head. So, yeah, that's kind of what we're expecting.
All right. I guess maybe just a wrap-up question, Brian, and that would tell us a little bit about what this week has been like. We're talking here on Wednesday morning prior to Friday's game. So what have you been doing prior to today, and what's up for the rest of the week prior to noon on Friday?
So we got them pretty late on Sunday evening. We had a nice team dinner together after the Husson victory and didn't get back to campus until around midnight. So Monday was spent just recovering and letting the guys sleep in and have a nice off day to hang out. The weather was beautiful. I think some guys kind of hung out the beach a little and just tried to relax and kind of recharge and, you know, get some work in with the trainer and feel good. And then yesterday we got back on the field. We got back in the weight room and kind of get back to business as usual. So, you know, we lift in the morning and then we practice in the afternoon and, you know, have some really good meals in between and just get ready. So a lot of recovery and now kind of building up towards Friday. So it's kind of more of the same. But again, like, the guys get to hang out together. They're alone here on campus with each other and get to spend a lot of bonding time and get their work in. And very similar to last week. And you know, hopefully if we're fortunate and blessed to win this next series, what next week would be like as well. It's very, very similar each week as you move forward.
Right, yeah, and as you mentioned, yeah, you have the campus to yourselves over there practically, right? There you go, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great, and I think the guys appreciate it. Basically, we're just trying to spend more time together, Bill. I mean, I think as we talk about it, the point of emphasis is, you know, you try to win each game by winning each inning and winning each pitch, but you do that for each other, and you do that to keep hanging out together. You do that to keep building these amazing experiences and amazing memories, and when you're playing for each other and you're having fun together and supporting each other, it goes a lot better for everyone. So they're doing a good job of playing loose and playing for each other and understand we just want to keep hanging out together as long as we can.
You got it. That's Brian Haley, baseball coach, Endicott College, with us here on MSO NewsSports.com.